You're with SBS Radio.
Kasama natin, nagbabalik para sa ikatlong libro, ikatlong nobela sa loob ng maikling panahon, si Christine Maslog-Levis. Magandang araw!
Magandang araw! How are you?
Mabuti! Parang kailan lang pinag-usapan natin yung Girl Between Light and Dark.
I know! Tapos ngayon, meron ng tatlo.
Oo.
Good.
At ito ay panibagong karakter, kung hindi ako nagkakamali.
Panibagong karakter. Oo, panibagong characters.
Na naghahanap o hinahanap ang ibong Adarna.
Oo. So, a lot of Filipinos will be very familiar sa story. Kung nare-remember mo pa, that is.
Oo. Yung katangi-tangi sa ibong Adarna, yung calamansi. Yun yung palagi ko naalala. Oo. Kasi pag inaantok ako, naiisip ko, maglagay kaya akong calamansi sa balat ko.
Hindi, wag. Kasi dapat mo paikat yung...
Oh, diba? Yung sarili mo.
Oh, ikat po yung sarili mo, just lalagyan na kalamansi. Huwag mong gawin.
Bakit naman?
Magkape ka na lang.
Ano naman ang nagbigay sa'yo ng inspirasyon upang buhayin muli ang kwentong ito?
Kasi, nagbabasa, marami akong nababasa na retelling of Western fairy tales. Yung mga Cinderella, yung mga Beauty and the Beast, maraming authors na they put their own spin to it. Tapos sabi ko, kung gagawa pa ako ng retelling, ang dami na, di ba? Ang dami na Cinderella dyan. Ang dami na Rapunzel. Sabi ko, what can make it different? So I looked at our stories, Filipino stories. So I thought, yung first na naisip ko is the Ibong Adarna. It's such a good story. Sabi ko, paano ko dadalhin to for the 21st century ba? And I realized, that long prince, instead of prince, kinama ko, why not make them parang Kardashian?
Ah.
So, tatlong rich girls instead of tatlong prince. And then, instead of a king, hari, gawin natin eccentric multi-billionaire in the tech industry. O, oh, diba?
So, may modern twist ang ibon.
Oo. My modern twist. The whole story has a modern twist. Meron pa social media. It's like, it's the life of the rich and famous. Instead of kingdoms and kings and queens.
Tulad ba to ng Girl Between Light and Dark ay nakasentro pa rin siya sa ibang bansa, pero mayroong ibang mundo sa likod ng buhay niya?
Oo. Oh, so it's like it's the same thing as that. Pero ang book 3 simultaneously happens as book 1, The Girl Between Two Worlds. So Iba yung mga characters ng dalawang libro, pero they're in the same universe.
Magkikita ba sila?
Abangan!
Parang mahirap ba na simulan muli yung ikatlong kwento? Kasi parang sasabi mo, paano ko siya gagawing iba sa naunang dalawa? At mananatili yung interest yung taga-subaybay. Kasi parang sabi niya, parang ito lang yung Encantasia noon. So paano mo binabago?
I want to say na I'm very creative, na I have a brilliant mind, pero the honest truth, it was an accident talaga. So mga 2 years ago, I decided to join NaNoWriMo. Yung hindi alam ko anong NaNoWriMo, National Novel Writing Month. So basically, sa buwan ng November, you write 1,600 words every day so that at the end of November, may novel ka na.
Wow.
So competition siya worldwide. Like, not really competition, but you get a sticker at the end if you finished your novel. So I wanted to try it kasi ang daming mga authors say, oh, try it at least once, ganun-ganun. So nagpadala naman ako. So okay, let me try this. So kaya, I already had Ibong Adarna in mind. So sabi ko, and then yung characters nandun na eh, sa isip ko nandun yung characters. Nandun na yung, hindi pa yung flow talaga ng story on what's gonna happen in the end. Pero sabi ko, I'll give it a try. So, ginawa ko 1,600 words every day for the whole month of November. Nung natapos ko na yung book, I then realized na connected pala siya sa first two books ko.
Ah.
It didn't come out. It just came out. Parang, I didn't even realize I was doing it. Sinusulat yun. Maybe it was the intensity kasi every day for a whole month, you know. Hindi ka na nag-iisip, you just keep writing. Parang it just flows through. At the end of it, sabi ko, ah, yes. I think this is connected.
Pero hirap yun na 1,600 words a day. Uupo ka, tapos pipilit mo, iluluwa mo yung 1,600 words a day. Minsan nga, 10 words lang nahirapan ako.
I know. It was a commitment talaga. It was a commitment for a whole month to do it. Sa umaga, sa gabi, before natutulog, anytime na may free time ako, ginagawa ko talaga.
So, pag ikaw ba yung tipo na meron kang notebook sa bag mo o yung phone mo, merong page na tatype mo yung mga idea mo para hindi mo malimutan?
Oo, I have a notes na kung nasa train ako tapos ano, I remember, oh, sige, ay, oo nga pala, so I put it down. Pero since starting work, actually, I changed my writing habits. Kasi yung laptop ko, I can't carry it around with me. Ang bigat-bigat eh. So, pen and paper. Balik ako sa, you know, the original notebook and pen. So, my notebook ako, tsaka pen sa bag. Sa train, nagsusulat ako.
Pero maganda rin yun na kasi napapractice mo yung kamay mo, yung sulat kamay. Kasi marami sa atin, nakakalimutan na natin, di ba?
Ang handwriting. Oo. Ang problema nga lang, pag nagmamadali ka, tapos pagka-transcribe mo na, hindi mo na alam kung ano sinusulat.
Kasi hindi mo na mabasa yung sulat mo. Pero maganda sa mga kwento mo kasi binabalik mo yung mga kinalakhan natin ng mga character, like yung mga engkantada, yung mga diwata, yun yung mga bagay na parang nawawala na rin sa mga kwento natin ngayon, di ba, sa mga bata.
Oo, kaya gusto ko talaga ito, yung sinusulat. So, yun yung sabi ng kaibigan ko, it's like, is this gonna be something na mag-focus mo sa lahat ng books na gagawin mo in the future? So sabi ko, it's not intentional, pero parang it comes naturally. Kasi wala, hindi natural sa akin maghanap ng inspiration sa ibang kultura. Kasi ang daming makukuha from ours. Hindi ko pa nga, like, I'm only scratching the surface of what we have eh. And ang daming mga stories pa. Kasi yung mga mythological creatures natin, iba't iba each city, iba-iba each province, di ba? Mm-hmm. Different each province, like, ang dami pa.
Sa Mindanao, madami, di ba?
Oo. There's so many to choose from. So talagang, wala. If you're looking for inspiration as a writer, talagang ang dami yung makukuha in the Philippines. I was actually interviewed recently by yung podcast na So You Wanna Be a Writer. Tapos sinabi ko sa kanila yung manananggal natin. Kinuwento ko yung manananggal natin. Talaga, na-shock sila sa manananggal. I was like, what? Like, yep, that's the monsters we grew up with sa Pilipinas.
Saka tikbalang.
Yan yung, yeah. Yan yung natural, ano natin, stories natin when we were growing up.
O, diba, naalala ko, nandiyan na yung tikbalang, bilugang buwan. Sarawo yung bintana, oh, diba? Darating yung manananggal.
Yung tiyanak sa banga.
Oo. So, yun yung mga ganun. Pero, inisip, ano ba, intentional ba na puro babae yung mga main characters mo?
Hindi. Parang talaga lang na for me, gusto ko kasi mas ma-represent yung mga babae. I don't have anything against male characters, pero sa akin lang, parang, kasi babae yung anak ko eh. I want her to see herself in the books that I write. I guess, subconsciously, parang yun yung lumalabas. Kasi my daughter's growing up, it's just going to that age na teens na I want her to read books na parang ma-reflect yung who she is. So maybe in the future I'll change characters, but right now, parang it just comes out naturally for me.
So susunod ba, ibig sabihin, magkakaroon ng pagsasalaysay muli ng buhay ni Maria Makiling? O kaya ni Darna?
Oh my God. I don't know if I'm gonna touch Darna kasi it's such a classic thing and daming fans ni Darna. Nakakatakot to change yung story ni Darna. Pero it's very compelling yung story ni Darna. Ang bato.
O, diba? At sidekick niya lalaki.
Oo, exactly.
Aabangan namin. Lalabas na ngayong araw sa Pilipinas yung In Search for Ibong Adarna.
Yes. And we're currently in the works para ma-distribute yung tatong books here in Australia. So, abangan dyan. I'm gonna post it on my Facebook page once natapos na to. So, hopefully you'll find it in bookstores here.
At may e-book ba?
Merong e-book coming rin. Oo.
Yan. So para dun sa mga hindi makahintay, pwede naman ang e-book.
Pwede rin.
Maraming salamat, Christine Maslog-Levis, sa ikatlong bahagi ng kwento mo in Search for Ibang Adarna.
Thank you so much.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.